Nicholas Howell is here with us today, the CEO of C-Media, the former Community Media Center in Santa Rosa, which is getting ready to go public in a new way. Tell us about your event coming up.
We're having a coming out. We made it. We survived all the bumps along the way to our new contract with the City of Santa Rosa, and we got that contract, and this is our celebration and declaration to the community that we're alive and well.
What's it going to be?
Well, it's going to be quite a party. The lineup is fairly extensive. Fortunately, I have my notes in front of me because I'm going to have to read a bit if you don't mind. We've worked with a guy named Jake Ward from Jake Ward Presents, who's sort of our local Bill Graham in the making. And I dared him to assemble a real knock you down, drop your jaw kind of lineup. And this is what he came up with. So there's the Church Marching Band, Trapeze Arts by Quen B. D. Trapeze, Breakdancing Merchandise by Represent Clothing, the stand-up comedy stylings of Lila Cugini, Belly Dancing by Krista Cook, Live Comedy Video by Eat the Fish Presents, which is one of our member groups actually, a hip-hop performance by the Peer Powers, storytelling by Chris Chandler, and a special guest, nationally lauded poet and spoken word performer Jamie DeWolf, who incidentally is the great-grandson of L. Ron Hubbard.
That's a claim to fame.
It's odd. But
the other important details, where and when?
If you could, I would love everyone to show up at the Arlene Francis Center at 99 6th Street in Santa Rosa sometime around 8 o'clock on April 11th, which is Friday. $20 suggested donation, but you can go as low and as high as you need. And there will be beer from Lagunitas, so bring your ID.
How significant is this for C-Media then that you're throwing this public, here we are on the spotlight kind of event?
It's really important to me because it acquaints us with the arts community, which is really our life's blood moving forward. This is a community that we've not really participated with generally in the past, and one that I think moving forward is going to be a great content partner for us.
Let's quickly summarize how C-Media is different from the Community Media Center that was its forebearer.
The name is shorter. That's the first thing. We made an abbreviation. But
so you're saving on the letterhead.
We've reduced the name just for that. Principally, the difference is that we have a mandate to become self-sustaining, whereas our previous iteration was subsidized almost completely by the City of Santa Rosa. We need to become self-sufficient. And so we built up internally our offerings in terms of what we can do for the business community and surrounding sponsors, creating videos and content and sponsor programming and a bunch of initiatives we're rolling out over the next few months.
So this whole event is, in one sense, a marketing endeavor.
It could be said as such, but mostly, though, honestly, it's a celebration. It really is a chance for my staff and our constituents and the community at large to sort of celebrate this hurdle we got over.
Well, always a good reason to celebrate, and who doesn't love a party?
You'd be surprised, but we're going to enjoy it.
Thanks, Nicholas, very much for coming in to talk with us, and good luck with it.
Thanks, Bruce. Thanks for having me.